You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Schwur ist Abchaffa mit Beis. Chesed and Schwur ist Abchaffa mit Beis. The Gemara there says that women are chayv in Kiddush. Women are chayv in Kiddush because of Zohar v'Shomer, right? It says in the first Luch is Zohar, in the second Luch is, it says Shomer. So you make a drasha called Sheyeshna b'Shmira, Yeshna b'Shira, v'hani Noshi. Hoyl v'isnu v'shmira is now nami v'shira. Since they have in shmira Shabbos, because as far as a lav, the tour of man grama, as far as lavim, so memela, the chayv also in kiddush, even though it says man grama. But that's the din of kol sheyeshu v'shmira, yeshu v'shira, the woman of chayv in kiddush. But we mentioned many times, the ran could be includes other mitzvahs, maybe not all the mitzvahs. Some rachman and learn. Kivag understands the means of chayv and all the mitzvahs of Shabbos. That's what the Ran means. But Tosfos asks a different kasha. Kol Shiyeshna. Tosfos Kol Shiyeshna. Last Tosfos, he says, why are you darshan it Kol Shiyeshna b'shmira yeshna b'shira? Why don't you say ibcha? Why don't you say Kol Shiyeshna? Why is that the starting point? Why don't you say Kol Shiyeshna b'shira yeshna b'shmira? Say that since women are part of from kiddush, they're part of from keeping Shabbos too. Right, if you ask me, it says in the Torah, "Ata bincha bitecha." It also says your behema, your shorcha v'chamarecha. It doesn't mean the shorcha chamar chayev. When it says your daughter, it doesn't mean she is chayev. It means you have to make sure she doesn't work on Shabbos because it's your daughter. But Tosfos says maybe women should be potter from shmirah Shabbos according to this. So Tosfos says, the first words of Tosfos, "Ipchalek lemeima de lachum makshinin." Because this is called the hekesh. Zochar v'shomer is a hekesh. The shaila is which way to learn the hekesh. Do you learn the hekesh that women should be a potter from, just like the potter from kiddush, the potter from shmiras Shabbos? So who would then, or do you say opposite? Since they're chayv and shmiras Shabbos, they're chayv and kiddush. The place says there's a klal called the luchumra makshin, which in pashtus is a klal. It's not just a suffix, like we mentioned a few days ago. It's not the pshat. It's a suffix. Which way to go? Places with a comment. Dav Gimel says, "Midahu b'tayre." It's a midah b'tayre. It's a pashut shot, right? The Gemara says there are a few places chumra makshin. It's not because it's a suffix. We don't know where to go. It's a midah b'tayre, and that midah is applicable side to Yisurim, side to Mammonis, as we see from Tosfos. Because it's talking about Mammonis over there. Maybe you go to cool. So Tosfos goes into other drushes, hakeshim, that sometimes you find the cool. And Tosfos, for instance, we'll just use one. So those who weren't here Thursday night, a woman is allowed to shave kakado payis. Why is she allowed to cut her payas? Because there's a hekesh to payas and the beard and the zakah. And since there's a kan chavala, there's a kan ishtacha. A woman's beard is not called the beard. There's a kan chavala, there's a kan ishtacha. So mele, she's potter from payas too. Over there, you can't say lachuma since she's chayv and payas. A woman should be also payas. She's chayv and a zakah. Because the pasuk says mafurish, she's potter and so forth. Tosfos goes through a few examples. So then Tosfos brings the Gemara in Erechin, Dav Gimel, that the Gemara, the Darshan's over there, that Kohanim, there's a Havim, it says over there, the Kohanim Machayv and Tzitzis. Gemara says, what's the Chiddush? What do you have to tell me that for? Mechitaisi. So Gemara says, because since it says in the Torah, L'sil b'shatnes, G'dilim tasalcha, right? So since Kohanim, a lot of wear shatnes, right? A lot of wear shatnes because of the Voida, right? They wear big day kuhuna, which is shatnes. So Memela, the Machlok Shishenfa means all big day kuhuna, means Dafka Mekoyen Gadol. But about they're allowed to wear shatness, I would think they don't have to wear tzitz. They have no chiv of tzitzes. Kamashlan, it's only a head to. It's not the pshat they don't have the is of shatness. During avoda, the Torah allowed it. Beidin avoda, shalom beidin avoda, not. That's the Gemara, right? So Tosfos goes through. Oh, so if you have a hekesh between tzitzes and klayim, right? You have a hekesh between tzitzes and klayim. So Tosfos has two kashas. The first one is, if you hold women a potter from tzitzis, so they should go ahead and be chayiv in, they should be potter in klayim. So that will deal with another time. But then Tosfos asks also like this, if you say l'chumer makshinin, so why don't you say like this, that since they're chayiv in klayim, because it's a lot, no, it's Tosfos kasha that I just mentioned, they should be potter. Tosfos is going there, if you learn the end of the pasuk, to the beginning of the pasuk, this is one third that way. So the end of the pasuk is tzitzis. So they put the tzitzis and they put the climb. But now, if you go with lechumer makshinin, so the given is mitzvah women achayv. The shayla the chayv and tzitzis. That's a zman grama. So either they're potter from tzitzis and they're potter from klaim, or they're chayv and klaim, and therefore they should be chayv also in tzitzis. So you'd say luchumah makshinin for ktaisis. Or my the previous nami the luchumah makshinin taima. The lechayv betzitzis the kulam. According to everybody, women should be chayv tzitzis. Even if you hold that reis meisa prat luksus laila, that you potter from ksus laila, meaning it's as mitzvahs man grama, women should be chayv in tzitzis because the chayv and klaim. That's Tosis's kash. So I want to just focus on a maram chalava. Maram chalava and Sochim mem gimel. Tosis himself quotes the Gemara. Adaf mem gimel. You have the same type of drasha that women are chayv in matzah. Right? We all know one of the exceptions is matzah, even though matzah is man grama. But you learn out after the whole lima, it's a little more complicated. I'm saying it because there's all kinds of other things and learning out from sukkah. But it comes out women are chayv and matzah. Why do chayv and matzah? Because it says l'seichel chometz shivus yamim teichel lav matzah. So you have the same thing. But basically, what comes out at the end is whoever is chayv in his lechumah machine, whoever is chayv in chometz, women are chayv in chometz. Is chayv in chametz too? So the male women are chayv in matzah. Right? You have to eat matzah. It's one of the exceptions. Okay, so Taisus goes through also by the Taisus we just saw. Maram Chalava does the same thing. At the end of the words of Maram Chalava, the Achrenim didn't have this Maram Chalava at the time. It was printed, you know, the first one was printed 100 and something years ago. The Taisus Makshin, right? He brings the Taisus, right? Taisus over there, Taisus in the other places. Right? Taisus is not the only place it is. But Taisus asks Akasha, Neima Nami, Noshim Chayovais Betzitzis. The Ksiv Loi Silba Shatnes Gedilim Tasacha. Kol Shi Yeshnum Babal Tilbash Shatnes Yeshnum Begdilim Tasacha. And he brings the Gemara in Klaim Tak, in Erechin Tak. The Gemara says that you see by Kahanim and so forth. Right? So you see it's a Hekish, it's a valid Hekish. So we're making up the Hekesh ourselves. You see the Gemara says Hekesh, except it's the, you think women, Kahanim are part of from Tzitzis and they're not because the Chayev Shalom is Shasavayda, but you see it's a Hekesh. So Mela, make a Hekesh Shabaya and make women Chayev in Tzitzis. And those again, even though it's a Zman Grama, I mean, the Zman Grama just tells you, the Reese Moshe just tells you you're Potter at night. But Lamaisa, even though you put the night, you also put the from Kiddush the rest of the week, you also put the matzah the rest of the year. And yet women are chayv. So say the same thing over here. That even though it's a zman grama, women should be chayv. So listen to the words he says. Tritz ve'ema, shiny tzitzis, the ksiv, uri'isim o'isa. Now, before we say, I think the nekuda, some rishonim, I don't remember, in Kiddushin, Lamed Daled, maybe a Ritva, maybe a Ramban, I don't remember, they answer that by tzitzis says daber el bnei Yisrael, daber bnei Yisrael. So since it says daber el bnei Yisrael, so we just like you find the Gemara a lot of times darshins bnei Yisrael soimchin v'lo bnei Yisrael. Right? So Hashem said himself bnei Yisrael v'lo bnei Yisrael that they put from tzitzis. Now it's a drash. Okay, Hashem says such a zach, right? But the only thing is, but there's a man dama the women are chayim in tzitzis. You have to say he means like this. Don't think that even though it's his man grumble, women are chai because of this hekish that Tosfos says, this man dama will dash and know that Bnei Yisrael, Bnei Yisrael tells it's taka as man grumble. That's what we have to say. Because there is a man dama that says women are chai, and he doesn't dash in Bnei Yisrael or Bnei Yisrael. So you have to somehow fit in that the Bnei Yisrael, Bnei Yisrael tells you dash and taka to mitzvah as man grumble. But listen to how the Ram Chalava says it. Tritz ve'ema, shiny tzitzis, diksiv reisim oisai, Uzchartem as kol mitzvahs Hashem. Yeah, tzitzis brings you to, you look at him, and tzitzis brings you to kol mitzvahs Hashem. Besides the gematria that Rashi brings, which of course, you know, it's a gematria, it's not really a gematria, it's you add this, you add chestul, this, connect that. So obviously tzitzis has something about it that taka connects a person to all tayag mitzvahs. We say, Uzchartem as kol mitzvahs Hashem. I once heard from Rabbi Yenison, so he said that's why the din of Esed Deichel Oisasa is taka learned from tzitzis b'klaim. Why tzitzis? Because tzitzis represents a mitzvah that's all tayag mitzvahs. And therefore, this is a klal in all tayag mitzvahs, as a derkaloisa. That's why Torah gave the tzitzis. But Kaponim, it says, this is what he says. We isim oisa uzchartem is kol mitzvahs Hashem. The isay b'chol mitzvahs chayav b'tzitzis. Whoever is in all mitzvahs is chayav b'tzitzis. Vahani nashi, and these women, hoil v'lesna b'chol mitzvahs lesna b'tzitzis. Since women are not in all the mitzvahs, then not in tzitzis. Yeah, what is that?
Yisrael can't do mitzvah of a kohen.
Right.
So I also not. Yisrael's also not in all mitzvahs. He's also mufkar. He can't do. He can't do duchening. He can't do avayda.
Yeah, I think. Good question. That's what we're going to talk about. Everybody hears a Motch's question. He says, "So say the same thing by Yisraelim, Kohanim even."
Yeah, but the difference. But the chalak is that like this is, it says Dabra el Bnei Yisrael, so it can't be coming to exclude men. Dabra el Bnei Yisrael. That's what it says in the pasuk.
Yeah, but so it says Bnei Yisrael. Well, how do you dash in Bnei Yisrael? To me, tell what?
Well, whether I dash in Bnei Yisrael below Samos. That's a second amendment.
Many psukim, so it says Dabra Bnei Yisrael. Okay. You are talking to Bnei Yisrael.
Yeah, but there's no place where it says Dabra El Bnei Yisrael, and I only.
Right. So now, what you're saying is it's more than a coin. Even a coin would be potter, because he's not a melech. He can't be a melech, a coin. He's off from Shevet Yehuda, right?
Right, so they're always
right. So you're not going to find anyone who's, and a melech is not a kohen. So basically, you're going to disqualify everyone. So that's what Martha's question is. If you're going to disqualify anyone, then this drush is obviously not a drusher. You can't. No, it's coming for women. Why is it coming for women?
There's a chiluk. Women are part of different categories of mitzvahs. The kohen, he gets truma, he eats carbon, he does avayda. The terrorist specifies particular avaydas for different groups of Klai Yisrael. Okay, but the anashim is putta as a category, not just one particular mitzvah or this mitzvah. Anashim have a category of chiluk of the mitzvahs. They're not mechuyavim. It's different than the Petur from a kohen or the Levi. Obviously, if you're a kohen, you're not a Levi. If you're a Levi, you're not a kohen. If you're a Melech, you're not a Ben Yisrael.
That's not true either. So, Afeinu Yosanes, the Archive in Shemitz.
Afeinu Yosanes will leave.
No, but okay, but the Archive in Shemitz is actually my grandma.
No, but he's not saying that, but they are putta. That's Durban, first of all.
There are different categories.
That's not what he's saying. We're not Kahanim.
Right.
Men are not chav because we're not noshim. That's not the point, right? We say shalos and isha, but we're not potter because we're not noshim. There's no reason to potter us. He's saying his women were given a certain klal to potter them. That's a very excellent point. It's a different, but listen, I want to explain a little. Call it chassidus, call it machshava, whatever you want it, but it's an avin nezer. It's a shtickle riot to the assault of an avin nezer, and it starts with a Shagas Aryeh in Simon, I think it's Lamed Hey or Lamed Dalad. The Shagas Aryeh is Medaik in the Rambam. So he says, Kol Ish V'Ish Yisrael Chayiv Lichtoiv Sefer Torah. And in Sefer Mitzvahs, when he counts at the end of Mitzvahs Aseis, the Rambam counts 60 mitzvahs that all the time. You don't need a base of mikdash, you don't have to live in Netzol. One of them is Ksiva Sefer Torah. And he says of those 60, it's 46 women are chayavin, 14 they're potter. The 14 that they're potter from includes Sefer Torah. Women are potter from Sefer Torah. Frek the Shagasai, why are women potter from Sefer Torah? Why shouldn't a woman be chayav in the midst of Ksiva Sefer Torah? Why shouldn't they be chayav? It's a mitzvah say, She'ein Azman Grama.
Isn't this a kshatim kshatim?
The what?
They're less than a b'kshiva, so therefore less than a b'kshiva.
Oh, so that's the base of Levi's Vart. They want to find if she can't write. How do you expect to be chayiv? So this goes into a whole big, can you have somebody write for you if you yourself can't write? Is that included in the Gemara in Kedushin that the Gemara says, if I can't call Hechadi, do you lomatzil meved, shtuchusel lomatzil, I can't do something, like do the avoid, I can't do zvika, then the kohen can't be my shliach, because I can't do it. Obviously, the kohen is not your shliach. Do you say the same thing? Beis Halevi and Minchas Chinuch Tainis, yeah. The later Rosh Hashivas, Rav Shimon, Rabbi Elchanan Tainim, not. Why? So I didn't want to get into it, but it's a very good point. You're right. So the Minchas Chinuch, at the end of Tarf Yerushalayim Gimel, end of the Sefer, Taka wants to say what Rav Chaim is saying, but we're just going to focus on what the Shagasai says. It's a good point.
Also, isn't the fact that the whole mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah is in order to learn from it. So since Russian, we're not chayav in. The whole reason why
they're chayav. The
only reason why a person's chayav to write a Sefer Torah is to learn from it. Since we're not chayav to learn.
How do you know that?
There's a rush that we know. Like
the rush says that you makai in the mitzvah by buying chas, foister, whatever it is, right? That's what most people don't write Sefer Torahs. That's true. Right, so that's what the Minchas, the Shagasai wants to taina. He says that the Rosh says that the ik of the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah is to learn, is in order to have learn, and that you can buy with Svarim. So therefore, so first the Shagasai says, Mechateisi, you know, Shagasai's derech is to argue on Mishrayim Kedua, because Mechateisi, to give Tami a credit to success, you have to have a Sefer Torah. What do we know why? Maybe it's to protect you. I don't know. Maybe what's the reason for mezuzah? I mean, you have a mezuzah because you have a mezuzah. So maybe the Torah said you have to have a, you're coming up with a tam. If women are potter, this is the tam. How do you know they're potter? That's what he goes through. So he says, what?
Doesn't it say in the,
you're not coming through.
The Sefer Torah by him.
No, say it again. You didn't, the first part didn't go through.
Doesn't it say in the pasuk that by a melech he always has to have a Sefer Torah by him because Laman Yilmad Yira as a Shem Lakecha Kol Hayamim? So the melech has a mitzvah to have the Sefer Torah with him and to write it in order that he should sit and learn from it. So why isn't that also the mitzvah?
Karabach Kol Yemechayim.
Right. So we see that that's part.
You know, there's a sefer called Shevet Mus, a famous Sfaradi from 300 years ago, I think. He has another farm. He's got a lot of. I think it's Ezel Yohu. I don't know if you. I think it's an Ezel Yohu. The reason it's called Ezel Yohu, he doesn't write, but it's Yidua. That one time he was davening, and he was about to daven, and he didn't have his gartel, you know, a cumber man. It was makbet to wear what Chassidim call a gartel, but they wore the Sfarim also wore a cumber man, and there was a snake on the floor, and he took the snake, and he put it around his himself, and he tied it. He thought it was a and he davened, and the snake didn't do anything. So I forgot which Rebbe who said this over. So he said that the Pella was not that the snake didn't bite him. The snake didn't bite him. He was davening Shmanesa. The Pella was that the snake, right, just let him use him as a gartel, that it stood there, and that he had no clue at all while davening that there was a snake over there. He was so dovek to the brain show. So he doesn't write, but I think the Chidah says, Yadua, that's why he called the Sefer, that afterwards they told him, you know, you were just wrapping around a poisonous snake. So in there he says, he should look at the Sefer Torah, and the Sefer Torah should be the guiding light, not just learn. It means guiding light all the days of his life.
You have to be very careful.
I'm sorry, there's a woman who's complaining she's on Mitzvah Sefer Torah. You'll explain to her later, okay? But anyway,
I'm sorry. We're just in the car, and my wife is on.
Okay. I'm sorry.
On one Zoom, and I'm on the other Zoom.
Okay. So anyway, joking. So anyway, I upon him. So he goes through that. And he says, and even if David's right, even if you're right, that the reason. So he says, women have to learn Torah. They have to learn the mitzvahs that they're chayav in, right? The chayv in mitzvahs, the chayv to know Hilchas Shabbos, the chayv to know Hilchas Tiras and Mishpacha, the chayv to know. Well, one second, let's finish. Let's finish first. Let me say what he says. Then according to what we're getting to, the chayv to do all the chayv. So what are you going to tell me? Yeah, but they're not chayv to learn all the mitzvahs. So in Cain, a kohen a Yisrael should also be not chayv in the Sefer Torah because he doesn't have all the mitzvahs of Kohuna. And Yidden and Kohen doesn't have the mitzvahs of Melech. That's what the Shagasai asked.
You are listening to Ben's Torah.com.
A man has to learn the whole Torah. Shach to it, not shach to it.
What?
A man has to learn the whole Torah Kula.
The Beis Halevi comes. It's the same Beis Halevi we mentioned with the prime. So, but the first part, Beis Halevi, he says, Pella on the Shagasai to say such a thing. What's the Tzushtel? A woman doesn't have to learn. A woman has to do. A woman has to do a mitzvah. How is she going to keep Shabbos without going to shir or taking a sefer and learning about it? I'm sure all of you heard that story with the kids of Shulchan Aruch. I think the Bachum told me it was going around. You know about that story? No? You fellows are usually... No, it wasn't in the... My daughter told me that as well. Her shver told her. Supposedly there was a fella that tonight's granted a kitzur shulchan aruch yard site. I just happened to notice that. This fella, when he was like a bar mitzvah, very simple, or bal tshuva, I'm not sure, his rav gave him a kitzur shulchan aruch, says you should learn it every day. Right? He gave him for the bar mitzvah a gift, kitzur shulchan aruch, baruch Hashem. And he learned, he was a very simple person, and he learned kitzur every day. And kitzur has also halachas of musa, how to, and I think he lived in South America somewhere, and what happened was he saved money to move to Eretz Yisrael, and as he went out of bank in these countries, third world countries, whatever, these gangsters, they took away all his money. And he was, so he said, but the kitzur shulchan aruch says they have to be mekabel the din b'simcha. This, he says, all right, went to Eretz Yisrael, every day learned kitzur shulchan aruch, and he was nifta recently, or maybe, I don't know when it happened. This is what supposedly the story goes, but it was printed, they say. So what happened was, because it was the corona, they couldn't get a minyan together. A few relatives came, they had nine. And all of a sudden, a yid comes in, or elder yid, and he says, is this Mr. Whatever? He says, yeah. He says, what's your shaykh? He says, I'm a relative. He says, well, come on, your relative. Yeah. So he went to the Levite, had a minion. They thought maybe he made a mistake. So one of the girls over there was there, asked him, what's your name? So he said, Gansfried, which is the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch's last name. She had no clue, and he left. Supposedly, that's the story. I want to know how they describe how he looks, because there is pictures of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, which he, by the way, besides Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, wrote other svarim. I mean, it was a big guy in B'shaita. When we learned Bavak Basra many years ago, and that's all. So Rav Moshe told me it's the best sefer on Bavak Basra. Pnei Shleima. He was a big guy. But anyway, over here, so Frek, the base of Levi, what kind of sushtel is that? If other woman has to learn Kitzur Shulchan Aruch to know how to do the mitzvahs, she has to learn halachas, she has to know, musa to know how to be Bas Yisrael, of course. But it's not mitzvah of Talmud Torah. It's mitzvah the mitzvah, it's because she has to do the mitzvahs. Masha Enkein Yisrael, or Yisrael has to learn Hilchas Tumas Kahanim, or Yisrael has to learn Hilchas Malachim. You have to learn everything. Avad, he says, how does the Shagasai come to, not the French, it's like a fell on the Shagasai. He says, if the mitzvah is to learn, if the mitzvah is to go ahead and because of learning, the woman's mitzvah is not to learn. The mitzvah's woman is to do the mitzvahs. Rather, she has a chzokas atayra. She has the help atayra, but she's not mechuyim in Talmud Torah. Men are chayv in Talmud Torah. If you want to go with that mahalach, so then he goes into what Chaim said, that woman can't write anywhere. But that's the taina. Avnei Nezer says exact same taina, but Avnei Nezer says it more on a chassidish way, more of a which I want to use that maybe can explain this. Maram Chalav. It's basically really a Meir's chilik, but what it is, Avnei Nezer says like this: the din is essay doicha loisase. But not a loisus of essay, right? Not a loisus of essay. So the Gemara says, if it's not doicha loisus of essay, but you see the Torah says that a mitzayra could cut his payas, right? He has to shave his head, and it's a loisus of essay. So you see, essay is doicha loisus of essay. So the Gemara says, the lav of shaving your payas is a weaker lav because it's a lav she'enoi shove b'koil, because it's only by men and not by women. Okay, it's by men and not by women. So memela it's eino shove b'koil. So Frank Toisves, this is Gemara Daf Pei in Yevamos. Frank Toisves over there in Daf Chaf, there's a Gemara like this. The Mishnah says that if Reuven is married to a woman. We'll use a different name, whatever. A person's married to a woman, and Rahman al-Salam dies childless. So now his brother has to do Yibam, but his brother was married to a woman that's also to him, right? So the Mishnah says he can't do Yibam. It comes out at the end, it's Xavier, but he can't do Yibam. That's what says Mishnah. And the Gemara asks, why not? Why can't he do Yibam? Why don't you say, let's say he's married, his brother's married to Mamzeris. Why can't the essay of Yibam be doicha lav mamzeres? That's the Gemara's kashik magos al shakataya. But in the Mishnah it says that if the brother was alive as a kohen gadol, he can't do Yibum with his brother's wife because she's an almana, right? A Kohen Gadol can't marry almana. So the Gemara first starts like this. Bishama almana mina nesuin. If it's an almana mina nesuin, in other words, his brother was married to her and lived with her. So besides that, there's a lav of almana, there's also the essay of that a Kohen Gadol has to marry a besula. So she's a beula. She's not a psula. So ain't esa deichel loisef esay. But if his brother never lived with her, she just mureses, right? He did erison. In those days, he used to marry a woman. And a year later, do nesuin, get married and live with her. So if it was mina nesuin, yoba esa v'yitra loisef. Frektaisis akasha, even if it's mina nesuin, if she's a, it's a loisef esay, she ain't a shava b'kol. It's only by kahanim. It's only by kahanim. It's not by everybody else. You're telling me that an essay is like shaving your payas, frektaisves, kulavet kahuna, but Kohen Gadol also ain't a shava b'koil, because it's only to kahanim.
It's only by a kohen, you mean? One kohen?
No, it's all kahanim could be Kohen Gadols.
Ah.
Right? So it's only by kahanim, frektaisves. Okay? It's all by all kahanim. That's by kahanim. That's kaisves. It's a last shayna shava b'koil. So Tosis says, and we're going to go with Avinezer's pshat in this. We'll say it's something else, but not today. Avinezer says, "Shiny lave de kahuna." Since it's lave de kahuna, that it's less shava b'koil than payas. He says because the women are also chayiv in it. In other words, here's a lav. Most of us here who are not kahanim do not have the lav of kahuna, but all women do have it. Even Rav David, even if she's not an almana, even if she's not a grusha, but she has the lav. Just like you have the lav of Pesach, but it's not Pesach. You're not in the situation, right? A woman has the lav of grusha. To a kohen, a woman has there's a lav that a woman has that most of us don't have, right? Because the issa of grusha, every woman has. She can't marry a kohen, even if she's not a grusha, but she has the lav if she becomes a grusha. She has a lav. It's not like all of a sudden, it's just a situation pops up. But she's as soon as she becomes bas mitzvah, she has that issa, right? When she becomes bas mitzvah and they want to list off what she saw, she says, if you ever become a grusha, they'll marry a kohen, right? That's what they tell every grusha, right? Not the Greenblatt always used to say over a story where some lady, in the deep south, he gives her a grush, she wasn't from it, he got them to give a get, Baruch Hashem, and he says to her, you have to realize that once you get this divorce, you're not allowed to marry a Kohen, a priest from the Israel. She says, but what if I fall in love with him? So Abnata, in his usual mannerism, looks at the Edom in Yiddish and says, she's talking about love. Talk about 50 years ago, the divorce was one that Nimsa. So she's talking about love. the middle of a divorce, she's talking about love. But anyway, a woman has it, yeah? So so the shaila is, what does that mean? So we'll talk about that another time. What I say with the Avinez is, Avinez says, maybe to convert, just in the Etzim Vert itself. The Gemara in Saita says like this. The Gemara in Saita says that every mitzvah has four brises. Right? The Gemara says, Lamed Zayin, we have four brises. Lilmoid, lilamed, lishmar, v'la'asais. Lilmoid, to learn, lilamed, to teach. That's all the mitzvah. And lishmar means, basically, the Bris Rav says, to give over the mitzvah. To give over the way we know that this is the psak halacha, which is also teaching. So, and then, there's a mitzvah of la'asais. Zokta Avinezer, every mitzvah that we have, so we have those Dalit Brises, some people have all the Dalit Brises, some people don't. Mitzvah Kuhuna, let's take for example. We have the mitzvah of Lilmoid. We have the mitzvah of Lalameid. We have the mitzvah of Lishma. But we don't have the Lasseis. We don't have that mitzvah. So if we don't have that mitzvah, so Melech comes out, right? We're still in that mitzvah. We have the mitzvah, but we don't have the lot. We have the practice. You tell a guy, a person, what's your shaykhus to kahuna? You know anything about kahuna? What do you want from me? I'm not a kohen. Doesn't mean you shouldn't be learning hilchus kahuna. We learn hilchus nesias kapayim. We learn hilchus tumas meis, tumas kahanim. Right? We learn it. We learn all these halachas. But a woman only has one part of a mitzvah, lasos. She only has the lasos of a mitzvah. If she doesn't have the lasos, she has no shaykhus to the mitzvah at all. So it says the Avinez like this. It's interesting. This svara. I mean, he says by payas, who has the mitzvah? All men have the mitzvahs. Men have the mitzvahs. Women don't have the mitzvah. They don't have the lilmoy, they have the lamed, lishma v'las. They have no shaychus. They don't have to know anything about payas, except maybe not to shave their kids' payas, which is a problem nowadays. If you ever notice, a lot of kids shave. I once asked my friend, the Belly Fishish, what's going on over here? Some of these kids, it's not halachically correct. He said the problem is the wives, the women, the mothers give them their haircuts, right? And they don't know what the halachas of payas is. So, but anyway, I could pun him, but she doesn't have the mitzvah of payas. She just says the issue of lifnei iva. No one's saying she shouldn't be. I know, it's if a woman's giving a haircut to her son, she has to learn hilchas payas. Not mitzvah hilchas payas, mitzvah hilchas lifnei iva, mitzvah hilchas loisachilem, whatever you want to call it. If I, in other words, let's say a woman's husband, right? Rachman Tzlan, he's Shem Yoachim, he's a shituk, how do you call it again? He's paralyzed. Shem Yoachim. Right, he's paralyzed. He's in right. So and she puts on tefillin for him. Right, his mind is well, but she wants to get tefillin. She can't just buy tefillin. She has to know what the halachas of tefillin are. Right, or ask someone. She has to ask. Right, if she's somewhere where there's no one, there's a sofer there. She has to look. It'll have to be black. It'll have to be by kosher sofer. She has to know that. Not because she's doing. Not because she has to know halachas of tefillin. Because she's helping her husband. That's for sure. I remember Zelig once said this, brother, Oliver Shams, that's his art site's coming up soon. Reb Zelig Epstein once said, I remember him saying, that a woman should learn everything, so she should never be machshel men. So that's lifnei. It's a good point. I don't know how you ever answer it, but it's true. In other words, in the situation, okay, you should find a geya, but and a chanami. But in other words, he's saying is payas, a woman has nothing to do with payas. Not lilmoid, not lalamid, not lishma balasis. Mitzvah's a kahuna, so let's take the mitzvah. The mitzvah kahuna is only to kahanim. So that. The mitzvah of kohunas to noshim, I tzat Yisrael. It is the lumay the lamed lishma. So the Avinezer says that's the difference. He's saying the same kasha to Beis Halevi. He's saying, what are you talking about? Women don't have the mitzvah of learning; they only have the mitzvah of asiya. So how could the shagas say compare them to Yisrael? But he's saying it in war called chassidus more machshava dekazach. We have Avinezer in different places goes into this yisrael and he answers certain things with it. But it's a very good point. He's saying is. A woman, when she doesn't have sheiches to mitzvah, she has no sheiches in mitzvah. We Yisraelim, we commoners, if you want to call us, who are not kahanim, we have of course, you learn hilchas kohuna. Even if a koyin can't be meichel as kavur, what's it got to do with me? Oh, you learn it. What does it mean to be meichel? Yeah, meichel. How do you know it from? Avadim limudim, right? We like I always give the example. We have to learn shor sinai bekama, right? The Gemara's in Sanhedrin. How many dayanim you needed for shor would go up on har Sinai? 3 dayanim at 23. Who cares? What's the difference? Says. You got to learn Torah. It doesn't matter.
Oh. Isn't that the concept of Ben Sora Amora also?
The what?
It's Drosh Kavoscha, Ben Sora Amora.
Drosh Kavoscha, yeah. So that's how I always understood it. When I learned Perak Ben Sora Amora, Joel is saying that Ben Sora Amora, the Gemara says, Lo Hayavala Nivra, Drosh Kavoscha means Darshan it, is Gishmak Perak. We should do it one day. There's a lot of kivegas, there's a lot of bisses, zalmins. It's gishmak. Yeah, that's the Porsche shot. Marsha says no. You know what it is? Politik and Marsha. Marsha says, you're right, I'm not arguing, I'm just saying what the Marsha says. Marsha says, a half of the kazakh. The Marsha says, that the pshat is, you learn from here how you have to be careful with your children. He says, because one little thing that you do now, who knows what it could be in the future. So even though technically because his mother's voice has to be like his father's voice, his mother has to be the same height as his father, all kinds of things. But Jewish Kibbutzcha, Marsha, 1500s, not Bismanenu, where they let the kids run around and do everything they want. Marsha's time, right? I think he says they Machal Shabbos, nobody stops them. So, you know, I don't know if it's the same intensity as it is nowadays, but he writes that in his time, almost 500 years ago. But Kopani, you're right. I mean, it means you got to learn everything. So now, then, I'm just bringing out, Meir's right, but it's very gishmak. Now you can read the Maram Chalava. The Maram Chalava is saying, En chanami, women, the Israelim has, you wear tzitzis, it'll bring you to all the mitzvahs, the learning of the mitzvah. You're shayach to every mitzvah. That's what Avinei said. Every mitzvah is shayach to be'etzel. What? Only kahanim achayiv in it. Right? The Meir said it good. He said, Avinei says in a different place. the reason you can't eat chazer, shemirachim, is because a Yiddish neshama can't eat chazer. It's poigim yinashama. It's poigim yinashama. The reason you can't eat truma is not because it's poigim yinashama, because the neshama is not big enough, like a koyin's neshama, whatever you want. It doesn't use those words. A koyin has a certain kedushas kuna that he could, he's shacht in his truma, which is cool. If you eat truma, then you're poigim the truma, not yourself. You're poigim the truma. I'm not giving you about, you know, some, I doubt truma's metantim alev. I can't imagine it's metantim alev of Yisrael. It means you're not on that madrega to eat it, just like you can't eat kachem over here and you can't eat kachem there, or you can't eat this type of kachem. But that's what he's saying over here, that pe'etzem every yid has shaychus to every mitzvah. So memeil, it's a reason why it's a chartim, it's called mitzvah Hashem. You'll come to learn, you'll learn this mitzvah, but ish is not shaykh to that. If she's not in the mitzvah itself, so she has no shaykh to the mitzvah. It's big shmak. Again, the lundus is what the mayor is saying. I'm just saying in the machshava of it, that's what it means. What the mayor is saying is, a woman has no shaykhs. It's a p'tur. She has a thing called mitzvah seishas man grama. That's what it is. Don't put a p'tur on her called mitzvah seishas man grama. Right? Just to end off, we're going to have a Rish Chodesh this week, so we'll have a mitzvah Kiddush Levana. I've mentioned this. I believe the Tesh Pesach Frank brings Shemaiti. I don't remember the worship. The Godlach. And it's known. I heard this in Yerushalayim. People told me it's from Rapshule, this Yitzchak Yeruchim Diskin, the Rav Shuleib's son. He said like this: the Magen Avraham brings a minig, Chassidim do it, that they check the tzitzis after Kiddush Levana. They take the tzitzis out. Poshut is you want to be nene from it, so you do a mitzvah with it. You check it tzitzis. Yitzchak Yeruchim Diskin says, "Amar deKazach." He says, "Why are we potter from? Why are women potter from tzitzis? Why are we potter from tzitzis at night? I'm sorry, because." It says reisamoy. It doesn't say yain v'lo laila. It says reisamoy. But we just said we make Kiddush Levana v'haya or alavana ka or chama. The mitz Hashem, the moon will become like the or the moon will become as intensified the light like the or chama, like it was supposed to be, like the sun. That means in nighttime we'll have tremendous. I will fall asleep and I will put one of those things on our eyes. But when I upon him at night, there'll be light. So he says. That means loss of love, but this mitzvah is going to be noig even at night. So that's why we take the tzitzis out. It's a beautiful drush. He says you take the tzitzis out. You check it, of course. That's the Indian of checking it, of using light. But it means this, why the tzitzis specifically, to say the mitzvah shem, this moon, this Rosh Chodesh of, which is every month, we're hoping that the moon, in the middle of the month, the moon, as you all know, gets smaller and smaller and smaller. If it'll ever get bigger, it'll stay that way. Not if, when it'll get bigger. Right, that's the pshat. Why we dance? Why we dance? A lot of people, I see them. They come and when they see the dancing, they're lit. They're misnagged. They're lit. Yeah, but it says in Shulchan Aruch you're supposed to dance. That's not to be a lit. That's not to be chassidim. Dancing is not just for chassidim. It says it in Shulchan Aruch and Ramah. I don't think the Sfaradim do it. Ramah brings from Rishayim or Zeruah, because just like a woman is mischadish to her husband and there's chassidim chassana every time she goes to tire herself. So too, Klal Yisrael is hoping that this moon will be a moon, that will be a full moon, and the Mitzvah Hashem will be together with the Rebbeinu Shalom, have the real Nesun with the Rebbeinu Shalom. And of, as we all know, is Taka Azman, that is called, Yarchid the Ace of Chas V'Shalom, but the Mitzvah Hashem, that's what we call Menachem of, that the Nechama should happen, Mashiach Tzadkenu should come, and as the Sfarim say, Menachem of, the real Nechama comes, when you learn Aleph Beis, they learn the Torah. The Torah should be Mahapachit, Takar Sos and Simcha.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.